Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Check it out. They're both available at Amazon. Skip Miller's our guest. William Skip Miller's the name of the book, Selling Above and Below the Line. Skip, is that your new one? Skip, are you there?
Yeah, it's done very well. It's done really well. So good. I'm really happy with it. And if people want to know more about selling to more the C-suite, the executive sale than the user sale, it's got some good nuggets to it.
Well, good deal. So, and it is, folks. Whatever, as I've told you before, Skip, he's the bellwether. He's the guy. He's the galactic guru of selling and especially B2B. I mean, if you don't know about B2B, you need to be hanging out with Skip Miller. And when you do, you'll thank me later. Okay, Skip, we're talking about getting people qualified. You know, let's get them on or off the plate of our schedule as we wrap up the year. We don't have time to mess around with folks. But I wanted you to help us understand how to be what I call qualifying with extreme prejudice, meaning, you know, we take no prisoners, survivors will be shot again, that kind of thing, you know, that kind of extreme prejudice. Where you just say, you know what, if they got to prove to me they can close this year. How do we talk to people like that?
You know, Jim, that's a great question. And there's a lot of qualification methodologies out there. You know, band, bond, man. I mean, there's a whole bunch out there. I've always thought that if the buyer's taking ownership of the solution, they're starting to think, hey, I can start using it here. I could use it here. I could do this with it and that with it. So we call that an implementation date or I-date. Mm-hmm. So I got a really simple question, John. What date do you plan on using this? What date is it going in production, up and running, yeah, you know, on the shelf? I mean, well, when are you going to use it? And if the bot guy goes, soon, or as soon as I can, I mean, that's not an I-date. What date? Okay, it's got to be, we're going to start on November 7th. Well, why not the 6th? Because Mary's coming back from vacation on the 6th, and she's in charge of the project, so the 7th will be the first day. Look at that. That's a solid call.
You got to walk them back. You got to take them out in the future and bring them back, don't you?
Yep. Buyers buy backwards. So take them out to the future and
say that again. Say that again. Folks, this could be in the test. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly right. Buyers buy backwards. BBB. Buyers buy backwards. So what date do you want to have it? And then walk them back from that date and go, Bob, if you want it up and running on the 7th of November, that means you got to take by the 15th to order the stuff, which means you got to make a decision. Bob, you got to make a decision like 2 days ago. I mean, wow, I never thought
because
of that.
It's going to take me 6 weeks to get this to you exactly the way you want.
Yep.
It'll take another 2 weeks to get your people trained, up and running. And this way, if we do it in the fourth quarter, and you don't have to say tomorrow, but if you do it in the fourth quarter, at least if you're talking about that kind of time frame, then you can say, and by January 1, you'll be fully proficient with this thing and rocking and rolling.
You can actually invent I-dates. You can say, listen, it sounds to me like you want it in November. I've got my top tech person available to you on the 11th, 14th, and 15th. Which day would look good for you? Hey, you didn't have anybody, but my top tech guy would be perfect for you. There's ways to you proactively induce I-dates. So,
you're not closing them. You're just doing math. It's just math.
I don't like to be closed anyway. Yeah. No, it is. It is just math. So, guys, I date, implementation date, not when the contract sign is. No one cares about the contract sign. Do you care when you paid the travel agent or when you went on the vacation? Guess when the travel agent cares.
Yeah. And yeah, if you can't find a way through your own divining or their words or their actions, if you can't figure out that they're going to be a fourth quarter prospect, then you got to, with extreme prejudice, put them aside and say, okay, that's good for 19.
Yep.
All right.
Two more good tools for your listeners, toward the end of the year. Every year I write an email to my LinkedIn user base, and I say 11 and 12 months. Why take 11? You're going to do 11 and 12 months. And what that means is I talk to most business owners and VPs of sales and say, okay, guys, it's January 1. Where's your comp plan and your quota? And they go, well, we're still working on it. Well, salespeople don't really sell without a comp plan and a quota. So, I mean, they may do some maintenance work, but now you're going to get your comp plan and quota out by the end of January, and now you're giving yourself 11 months to make a 12-month number.
Mm-hmm.
I highly recommend that you sit down a day or two, you know, in the fourth quarter and figure out what's the new comp plans, what's the new territories, how many people we're going to add, what's the quotas, and get it done by December 31st so you don't have 11 months to make a 12-month number.
And go ahead and build a prospect, start building a prospect list for next year, because that's where you put those people that you said weren't going to be ready this quarter.
Which is unbelievable. Everybody takes all of January to do a sales kickoff, look at prospect lists, redesign territories. You're giving yourself 11 months to make a 12-month number. Business owners, there's nothing you can do in the fourth quarter to generate fourth quarter revenue. It's already set in the pipeline. If you have salespeople, they're bringing it in. Take 20 to 30% of your time and plan for January 1 so you don't lose the whole month. I scream at this, Jim, and no one ever listens to me because they get so caught up in the moment.
Right. Hold on to that thought. We come back. Folks, this is really good stuff that he's telling you. And I'm telling you, if you can look at my gray hair and believe anything, it works. What he's telling you, it works. I know that it does.
Your hair's gray?
It's white. It's more white. That's what they tell me. Tim Till, right back with the smart aleck, Skip Miller, after the break. M3Learning.com. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.